Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. The FNCS Invitational is going on. I had the longest day at work, so I didn't actually get to watch any of it, but we can take a look at the leaderboard. Hopefully you guys are all getting a chance to watch and having fun watching it. But again, let's take a look at this leaderboard. Okay, here we go. So, Queasy and Tundra, all right, at the top of the leaderboard with 184 points total. 128 placement points, 28 elims with the Victory Royale. That Victory Royale is basically what's setting them apart between the second and third place teams, because second place Thomas HD and Tripper NN have 177, Kami and Seti's in third place have 174. Okay, placement points farther down for Kami and Seti's, that's why they're at the 174. They got the two Victory Royales, make us up a lot of points in that department for overall placement points. Second place, again, they are right there. Zero Victory Royales is basically what's keeping them in second place. You know, that Victory Royale for Queasy and Tundra, huge for their team. You know, we got you know, the rest of the field, they're not that far off, actually, if you think about it. You know, again, some good Victory Royales, some high placement points matches can be a big difference in catching up with the top three teams there. Should be fun to watch the finals tomorrow, and I will definitely be watching. Luckily for me, in some aspects, the Seahawks, my football team I root for, they're over in Germany, so they're playing at 6:30 a.m. my time. So I'll be up that early anyways because of the kids. Then I'll be, you know, done watching that game by like 9:30, and then I'll have the rest of the day to watch some FNCS Invitational and see the action for the weekend. So I'm excited about that, but definitely be checking that out. Again, for someone like me who didn't get to watch, just looking at the scoreboard, it looks like there's some good action going on, so should be worth checking out this weekend for sure. You know, there's no other news to talk about that I am aware of. Again, I didn't get to check into the live broadcast feed, whatever, if there was anything that they talked about on there. So let's just go ahead and jump into LTMs and look what we got in here. Ripsaw Wars, Twilight Gun Game, Sunshine Escape Room, Escape Rooms, The Backrooms Infection, Green versus Zombies, Backroom versus All, OG Capture the Flag, Dangerous City Backrooms Update, Cars Wildlife Backrooms, Build Fight, Game with Cold, 1v1 Eric Suplex Super Mix, Secret Free-for-All, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's take a look at some of these weekly quests. Let's see. Deal damage to opponents using shotguns from 15 meters away or less, 100 in total. Again, Team Rumble. This is when you can go into Team Rumble 4 and get this done super fast and super easy. Or, you know, if you're just dropping in solo like me, drop at Tilted Towers. Again, you're going to have plenty of enemies around up close and personal right at the beginning of the match to hit some shotgun shots on. All right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. All right. We have all of the Rick and Morty stuff still here. Polo, Ralph Lauren, FNCS, all the Naruto stuff still here. The locker bundles of, again, let's see here, Somerset, P-God, Queasy, Retake, all still there. Aida's level up quest pack. And we have the Shot Collar outfit today with the utility pack back bling for 1,200. The Relay outfit for 800. The Primo Moves emote for 500. The Lock It Up emote for 200. The Magma Wrap for 700. The Face Palm emote for 200. We have the Bushido Bundle, which has the Musha outfit, Sashimono back bling, Haime outfit, Shiro back bling, Cat's Claw harvesting tool, and the Perfect Glider, all for 2,600. That's 2,700 off the total. I'm almost like really wanting this. I've just recently started playing Ghost of Tsushima and just having a blast playing that game. So it's making me kind of want these outfits now. The Musha outfit with the Sashimono back bling separately is 2,000. The Haime outfit with the Shiro back bling is 2,000. Cat's Claw harvesting tool is 800. The Perfect Glider is 500. We have the Jam Junction bundle, which has the Bell Berry outfit, Bro Senberry back bling, Mace Berry Mauler harvesting tool, the Berry Sweet Wrap, all for 1,700, which is 600 off the total. The Bell Berry outfit with the Bro Senberry back bling is 1,200. Mace Berry Mauler harvesting tool is 800. The Berry Sweet Wrap is 300. And we have the Onibi bundle, which has the Foxfire outfit, Fire Fangs back bling, Fire Fangs harvesting tool, the Manic outfit, Scarlet Sai back bling, and the Scarlet Sai harvesting tool, all together in a bundle for 1,900, which is 900 off the total. This is a pretty sweet bundle for that price. The Foxfire outfit separately is 800. Fire Fangs harvesting tool and Fire Fangs back bling is 600. The Manic outfit is 800. The Scarlet Sai harvesting tool and back bling is 600. That looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. That is going to be the episode for today. Again, make sure you are checking in on that FNCS action this weekend. Should be a lot of fun. Live action, in-person events should be really fun to watch. Again, I'm really bummed that I didn't get to watch day one, but I'm excited to be able to watch day two. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us there. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.